Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM this Anzac weekend. I thought we'd do two separate segments this morning. The first will be an acknowledgement and a small tribute to our Anzacs, and the second will be our normal Monday Sports Roundup. But looking at the Anzacs and sport, because whether it was on the open sea, the shifting sands of the Middle East, the cricket or rugby fields of England, or the muddy grounds of the Western Front, the Aussies were always ready for a match, and none was more famous than the cricket match played on Shaw Green at Gallipoli on the 17th of December 1915, where it was used as a distraction to keep the Turks occupied while they were evacuating Gallipoli. And there's a fantastic picture there in the Australian War Memorial of the moment when Major George MacArthur Onslow was being caught out. The pitch, of course, was under shellfire. Our nurses, well, they were not excluded from the benefits of sport while serving abroad. And in mid-1915, nurses of the No. 1 Australian Auxiliary Hospital in England took to the field to play their patients in a game of cricket. Many of the men were convalescing from physical and emotional injuries, and some were even missing limbs. Despite the limitations, the patients nevertheless won the match. And again, the Australian War Memorial, you should see the picture of the nurses 11 taking to the field with their cricket bats and pads. Fantastic. In 1916, they celebrated in Egypt the anniversary of the first Anzac Day landing, and they had a sports carnival with horseback wrestling, believe that or not, swimming in a nearby Suez Canal as you do, and other aquatic sports before a concert finished the evening. There was even an Aussie Rules exhibition game in London in October 1916, which attracted a crowd of about 8,000 people, and they raised £1,000 for the British and French Red Cross societies. The clash was played between the 3rd Division and the combined training units, and the 3rd Division triumphed by 16 points, 6-16 to 4-12-36. Unfortunately, 6 weeks after the match, many of those players were killed on the Western Front. And just some general snippets, six VFL players died on the first day at Gallipoli in 1915, and two of the five Wallaby players died at Gallipoli also on day one. Five of the 1908 Kangaroos rugby league team served in the British Army, and a Rugby World Cup of sorts was played in England at the end of World War One. New Zealand hasn't changed much, won the tournament, but Australia did beat them in a qualifying game. And I just thought a wonderful description at the end here, when Australian Lieutenant L.G. Short wrote home to the Melbourne Argus in 1917 to vividly describe the true nature of footy on the front. The playing field was well within shell range. Every inch of it had been won from the enemy by the hardest fighting, of which evidence lay all around. The centre was marked by two enormous shell holes, with two shells unexploded lying beside a hand bomb at the bottom of one. Other shell holes lay towards the goal posts. Talk about work, health and safety. So to all those who have served, are serving and will continue to serve, we say thank you for your service and lest we forget. Listeners, we'll go to our break, and after the break, we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM this Anzac weekend. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne. Believe it or not, it's all about football and soccer. And the Gunners back on top as the manager unleashes a red card rant after a nervy win by Arsenal over Newcastle, while Tottenham has kept its hopes of survival alive at the bottom of the ladder. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, NRL, AI, Gus, glitches, and the virtual coach has no answers for the bumbling Bulldogs after a second successive insipid performance. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane is also NRL, with the Magic Round quickly becoming the Migraine Round, as the NRL's $41 million Magic Round spectacular could be threatened or derailed by the Queensland Public Transport debacle that has caused a Suncorp Stadium crowd crisis, or could cause. Stay tuned. In basketball, listeners, well, the NBA playoffs well underway for the 16 teams in their best of seven matches. Plenty of big names in action, and final series will start on the 3rd of June. So keep your eye on the NBA basketball playoffs. In a rugby union, in the Super Rugby Pacific, well, the Queensland Reds, they lost to the Auckland Blues 36-33 on Saturday after the Reds scored two tries in the final 10 minutes to send the game into Super Point, but it wasn't to be. Sixth on the ladder, they'll play the ACT Brumbies fifth at Suncourt next Saturday. And in the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union Round 2, Brothers defeated Caboolture 43-8 on Saturday at Caboolture, and they'll take on Caloundra next Saturday at Caloundra, 3:15 p.m. And in the Pacific Four Series, Saturday on the Sunshine Coast, The New Zealand Black Ferns women's team defeated the Australian Wallaroos 40-5 in the first of a two-test series in front of 5,500 crowd in testing conditions. They'll play again in August to conclude the two-test series of the inaugural match games. In AFL, round 7 on Saturday, Hawthorn defeated the Suns 112-63, and yesterday the Lions 127 defeated Adelaide 75. The Lions 5th, the Suns 7th. Lions will take on Essendon in Melbourne next Saturday, and the Suns will take on GWS on Sunday at the Gold Coast. And in the local AFL, in the QFA, Caloundra lost to Springwood and Caboolture had the bye. And in the women's, Ruchidor defeated Moreton Bay. In netball, the Super Netball, case of so close yet so far for both Queensland teams, the Thunderbirds. They defeated the Sunshine Coast Lightning 61-60 on Saturday, and yesterday the Vixens. They defeated the Firebirds 58-57. In Rugby League, Round 8, well, the Cowboys defeated the Sharks in Townsville in a triathlon, 15 tries. The Broncos hammered the Bulldogs 32-12 at Suncorp with another masterful game by the veteran Adam Reynolds. The Warriors, they narrowly defeated the Dolphins in Wellington 20-18. And next Friday, the Dolphins will take on the out-of-form Storm at Suncorp. The Broncos, they'll take on the Roosters, Titans, Raiders, and the Cowboys take on the Dogs. And well done to the Sunshine Coast Rugby League's 47th Battalion men's team. They made it back-to-back championships, winning the match 8-6 over Toowoomba. And well done to all of those concerned. And in the Sunshine Coast Gympie Rugby League, that all resumes next Saturday. And congratulations to the 8,000 paddlers, volunteers and participants who attended the Australian Dragon Boat Championships at Lake Kwinana from the 18th to the 23rd of April. Fantastic event, and special mention of the Queensland Sonics, all under 18 paddlers who did Queensland so proud. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again after the public holiday the following Monday. Enjoy your sport and keep safe.